Welcome and thank you for joining us for another episode of Iranian Surgery Podcast. In this episode, we will take a look at bariatric surgery, the procedure and the right candidates for it. Bariatric surgery is a surgical procedure that assists in weight loss by making changes to the digestive system. The term bariatric surgery can be used to describe a variety of procedures. Bariatric surgeries work in different ways, whether by restricting the amount of food the stomach can hold, malabsorption, which is reducing the body's ability to absorb nutrients, or a combination of the two. The most common types of bariatric surgery include gastric bypass, sleeve gastrectomy, adjustable gastric band, and duodenal switch. Each treatment results in different amount of weight loss that are proportional to the level of risk. This amount is 50 to 90% of the excess weight. Which procedure is the best? Every procedure can produce excellent results for some patients and less positive ones for others, and only by discussing with your surgeon you will know. So, why is bariatric surgery done? Bariatric surgery is performed to help patients lose excess weight in order to lower the risk of the severe life-threatening health problems and to improve quality of life and provide a longer lifespan. Obesity is a disease, it's not just a condition or behavioral disorder. Comorbidities are conditions that are either directly caused by obesity or significantly aggravated by obesity. There are over 65 medical conditions that are considered weight-related comorbidities. For example, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, sleep apnea, joint problems, reflux, cancer, and also there are non-medical comorbidities that increased cost, depression, limited clothes selection are only few of them. Keep in mind that bariatric surgery is not for everyone who is overweight. If changing diet and exercise are unsuccessful and you meet certain medical criteria, bariatric surgery could be an option for you. According to guidelines, you are qualified if you're obese, which means your body mass index, BMI, is 35 to 40 and you have at least two weight-related health problems, such as type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or severe sleep apnea. Second, your BMI is 40 or higher and you have extreme obesity. And finally, if your BMI is 30 to 34 but you have serious weight-related health problems. Surgery process. Talking about the process, mental preparation is of the utmost importance. The first thing is willingness to change, because it's not the surgery alone that matters. You should be ready to change your lifestyle. If you qualify for bariatric surgery, your healthcare team gives you instructions on how to prepare for your specific type of surgery, which includes doing lab tests and exams, restrictions on eating and drinking, and taking medications. The surgery is done in the hospital using general anesthesia and takes 30 minutes to 3 hours, depending on the type of procedure and excess weight. Bariatric surgeries are performed laparoscopically with few small incisions. This allows patients to have a better overall experience with less pain, fewer complications, shorter hospital stay, and a faster recovery. After weight loss surgery, you may need to stay a few days in the hospital. You generally won't be allowed to eat for 1 to 2 days so that your stomach and digestive system can heal. Then, you will follow a specific diet for a few weeks. The diet begins with liquids only, then progresses to puree, very soft foods, and eventually to regular foods. Usually by 6 months after surgery, you have lost 30% of your excess weight and it continues until you reach the healthy BMI. The operation is extremely safe, with complication rates that are lower than common operations such as gallbladder removal, hysterectomy, and etc. However, with any major abdominal surgery, there's a risk of developing what is called pulmonary embolus, which is blood clot that usually forms in your legs and can break free and go to your lungs. That happens in anywhere between 0 to 3% of major abdominal procedures, and only very small number of those are fatal, and that's 0.5%. Other risks are bleeding, leaks where the connection of the intestine are made, bowel obstructions, and internal hernias. Fortunately, they are very unlikely and easy to detect and treat by medical team. Also, some changes happen in the way the body absorbs vitamins, such as iron, B12, calcium, and that's the reason daily multivitamins are administered. Bariatric surgeries can provide long-term weight loss. The amount of weight you lose depends on your type of surgery and your change in lifestyle habits. Bariatric surgery is more than a weight loss surgery. It's a metabolic operation. That means not only built-in portion control is provided, but also amazing metabolic benefits such as insulin and hunger hormones regulation, and not craving certain foods are achieved. Having a well-done surgery along with good compliance afterwards can bring you amazing results. We are here to give you information to help you make the best decisions on where and how to do your bariatric surgery. If you have questions or concerns after listening to this podcast, please visit our website at www.iraniansurgery.com and contact our consultants.